Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and today we're going to talk about women on the front line. So it's possible that you might be a woman watching this program, and if you are, we have great things for you to hear. And if you happen to be a man, we have greater things for you to hear. Anyways, Fatine, it's wonderful to have you with us. And, you know, you are just such a shining example of a woman on the front line representing the younger generation. And you're just going for it in God.
Well, we've had great examples like yourself. And honestly, I feel so rich, you know, when I look at even the boomer generation that has gone before us. And you guys broke through. And, you know, when I think of that, I think, okay, where there's been a breakthrough, those that come behind now have a responsibility, you know, to take it, you know, and to steward that breakthrough for the glory of God. So thank you for everything you've done.
It's been a privilege to walk with Jesus. So, you know, over the years, there's been a lot of tension with women in ministry. And, you know, in the church, there's been some resistance of it over the years. And there's a lot of women who feel their lives are shipwrecked because of maltreatment in the body of Christ. And actually, I just want to stop right now and minister healing to those of you who have gone through so much. I hear stories all the time of women who have been loaded with dreams on the inside and loaded with desire and destiny callings in the Lord, and yet were oppressed or put down in the church or told that you could never attain to what was in your heart because you were a woman. And we know that all those things are lies. In our CD set on Women in Ministry Arise, we cover a lot of those issues, you know, where people have misinterpreted the words of Paul and things like that. But, you know, God loves you and he sees you in this hour. No matter what's happened to you in the past, healing is coming to you right now. I believe that. I believe that even as you're sitting there, that a ray of hope is coming in to impart healing and impart an excitement, because you're not finished yet. You might be sitting there and you're 70 years old and you think, but what can I do now because it's too late? No, it's not too late. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I release healing and love to you. Just forgive those who have hurt you. God is going to restore all the years that the locust has devoured. You have so much worth, so much value, so much beauty. And it's all going to rise and come forth in this hour.
Powerful.
But Fatine, you know, in this day and hour, there's so many ways that women are being used, because I don't want to say God's bypassing the church, but he's bypassing in many ways the confinement of an institution of the church, because his kingdom is touching government, is touching media,
sure,
education, family, you know, just
business.
Definitely the church, business, all these different mountains of influence in society today, arts and entertainment. And men and women in Christ are being called by God to take their place. And it's awesome to see.
Absolutely. And of course, one of the most outstanding scriptures about this is Psalm 68, right? Where it says that the Lord will announce a word. So it's the Lord that announces it. And then it says great.
Great.
And that word great means great in power, but it also means great in numbers.
Exactly.
It means that there's going to be a lot of them, a lot of powerful women, and that God will announce it, and that whoosh, you know, they'll be there. And I believe that that's the hour that we're in. And I believe you're absolutely right, that women, you know, need to step up and be mothers in different spheres. You know, I think about, again, the issue of human trafficking.
Right.
There's a mighty woman named Joy Smith in Canada, who's like a Wilberforce, ending human trafficking, full of the Holy Ghost, you know, and she's one of these ones that you're talking about.
And it just needs to be all hands on deck, you know, and the scripture that you referred to out of Psalm 68:11, I love it. In the New American Standard, it says, the Lord gives the command. He actually gives the command. The women who proclaim the good tidings are a great host. And it's like, wow. And I can feel that command of the Lord right now. I know in the issue of children at risk, the Lord spoke to me at a meeting when I was with Heidi Baker and Stacey Campbell and Julie Meyer. Last year we were in a prayer meeting after the Women on the Frontline conference, and we were having prayer, and the Spirit of God moved in that prayer meeting, and he said, women on the front line care for children at risk.
There you go.
And it was like, wow, it was like this massive mandate. Jesus. And he started to fill our heart with such compassion for children at risk. In fact, from that moment, Fatine, my heart's been broken like never before for children at risk. And, you know, as we've stepped into that role of, you know, rescuing children out of, you know, the sex trade and out of heavy labor and slave labor, it's just broken our hearts. But every life is so special. Mm-hmm. And it's just compelling us. The love of God is compelling us to go. And nothing can stop us, you know. Love is so powerful. Nothing can stop you.
Yeah. It's so intrinsic in the heart of a woman and a mother to protect children, mm-hmm. right? And I remember even a few years ago for me when God began to really grip me about the life issue.
Right.
And he said, you know, will you fight for children that you may never even meet?
Right.
This side of heaven. And there's something, I think, in the heart of a woman that just responds to that and says, yeah, like I'm created to give myself for the next generation. And
right.
that's going to manifest in a lot of different ways, right? Like for me in that yep. season and still, you know, it was about that.
Right.
And it is so huge. And I think women need to really step into that with boldness and
right.
confidence and just be the solution
right.
for the next generation on all these issues of children at risk.
Right. And women are influencers and they're being used powerfully in media. You're being used powerfully in media. You know, you've been used powerfully in many realms, but in media right now, God is using you to be a voice. You've got so much creativity in you as far as ideas and that, but you also have the ability to produce, to direct, to act. I mean, it's just amazing how God is using you and, of course, directing whole convocations of prayer for media.
I remember actually a few years ago when God was challenging us to be a voice in media but also in government, he said to me, this is kind of cute, but he said, you know, Fatine, you're a part of the Bride of Christ, right? And I was like, yeah, baby, come on. Like, I understand the bridal revelation and, you know, your name is like honey on my lips. Like, I understood that. And he said to me, he said, yeah, have you ever heard of a wife who doesn't talk? And,
wow.
and it was kind of a joke, right? Like, I'm sure there's lots of women out there that are more silent than others, but I was like, well, yeah, actually women are known for being a voice, right? We're known for talking, right? And he said, exactly. He said, I'm looking for my bride to be a voice. And, you know, it comes naturally to us, right? As women to be a voice, and media obviously is a way to do that. But, you know, once again, I think we have such a responsibility, you know, before the Lord to be salt and light, but also to future generations. And I love that, you know, mothers care for children at risk. Women care for children at risk. This is an incredible moment to be alive.
I know one of the very key things that we need to walk in for rescuing children at risk is to be a voice. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes people just don't know. And if they've never heard, there can be no faith to bring them to action. And so being a voice is so important. And of course, media is, you know, powerful, you know, to release that voice.
Absolutely. And we all can do something, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's a Facebook
right.
profile status update or a tweet. But I want to encourage just those of you that are watching. You know, I remember when I first sort of started feeling the call of God on my life, I started feeling like a desire to preach, a desire to make a difference. And I began to wrestle, you know, with some of the scriptures and some of the things that I was seeing, maybe observing in the body of Christ. And the Lord just spoke to my heart and he said, Fatine, I'm not a tease. You know, I don't put right. stuff inside of you that you're not allowed to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there are some of you that are watching and there is stuff that God has put inside of you. And I want to say that same word to you today, that mm-hmm. God is not a tease. He doesn't put things inside of you that you don't have permission to do. So preach, go for it, disciple nations, be the solution in your hour. He's put it in you for a reason.
That is so good. Now, you are a woman on the front line and you're a woman who, you know, as of the younger generation, what kind of obstacles have you overcome to get to where you are today?
Oh, man. You know, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I think the fear of man is probably the beginning of stupidity, right? In the sense of it, I
right.
say that in a fun way.
Right.
But to get over the fear of man, you
right.
know, and just to fear the Lord and say, not in a I'm scared of you, Lord way, but in the sense of awe and respect that when he puts something on your life to do, that even when everything around you feels like it's screaming stop, you know, that we have no permission, you know, in alignment, in kingdom alignment, to put our eyes on men, right? And so I've definitely had those opportunities, you mm-hmm. know what I mean, to say, okay, I got to make a decision right now. I'm either going to fear God and respect sort of what he's put on my life and respond out of honor to him, or I'm going to fear people. And so I think that's a huge thing. And that's right. Even not necessarily a male female thing. That, you know, a lot of men have to conquer that as well. But I think that's probably one of the biggest things, is just saying, no, this is who I am. This is what God's put in me. And I'm not going to be a lone ranger. I'm not going to be cocky about it. But I am going to rise up and right. be who God's created me to be.
Right. And I think that is humility. Hmm. When you realize what God has said. And you say, God, I say yes. You know, I remember having a chat with the Lord a while ago. And I mean, this is a number of years ago now. But I love the place of hiddenness. Mm-hmm. I enjoy everything that he calls me to do in hiddenness. Mm-hmm. And I could live there forever. But I could also live in the place of openness. And I remember saying to the Lord, if you need me to be more visible, I will be more visible for you. Wow. But if you need me in hiddenness, I'll be there for you, whatever you need. Mm-hmm. And so it's like that just is such a humble place to be, saying, God, your word is the final word on this. Mm-hmm. Whatever you say, I will walk in, because it's all about you. Mm-hmm. And there's no place for the fear of man in that place. There's a place to love man, a place to love totally. People and respect them and honor them. But totally. But there's no place in you that says, well, I'm going to violate what God needs me to be and do because you think I shouldn't, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think as well, not fixing our eyes on what we feel like our skill level is, mm-hmm. or what we feel like our resource level is. Like, we're talking about women on the front lines.
Right.
And when I think of women on the front lines, I think of Mother Teresa is right. one of them, right? And one of my most all-time favorite quotes is Mother Teresa, where she said...
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. We the unwilling, excuse me, being led by the unknowing, are doing the impossible for the ungrateful. And we've now done so much... for so long with so little that we're qualified to do anything with nothing. Like, no. Come on, that's it, you know? And if you're going to be a woman on the front lines, it's really got to be that, you know what I mean? That we understand that God is our supply, that God is the place where we get affirmation.
Right.
You know, that God is the place of our provision, even for skill. Like, yeah. I remember when the Lord told me to write my first book, Stand on Guard, and it was like, probably 80% research, and I had almost failed research in university. Like, it was the only course that I really struggled with, right? It was like God removed my brain or something for, right. you know what I mean? Just because he wanted to produce a sign maybe later. But when he called me to write that book, I was like, all the excuses were there. I didn't have money. I didn't have time. I didn't feel like I had brains, you know what I mean? And God's like, but, you know, am I enough for right. you to just trust me that, you know, that I'll show up if you right. say yes? And that book is now a bestseller. It's in the Parliament of Canada.
And you know? Even to get the money to produce, you know, books or vision or whatever. I mean, every time that he asks us to do something, it's always in a realm that we can't do ourselves.
It's amazing.
He's never asked me anything, you know, to do anything that I could do in my own strength. It always takes him. Yeah. It takes his provision, his effort, his energy, his everything. You know, I just sense that there's someone watching right now that you identified with what Fatine just said and said, oh, God is asking me to go beyond what I'm able to do, and I don't feel qualified, but I feel this great big yes coming up on the inside of you just by hearing what Fatine said. Why don't you pray about that and say, God, just confirm your will to me, because I'm going to say yes to whatever you want. And I guarantee you, he will be more than enough. He'll meet your every need. He'll be the skill that you might seemingly lack right now. He'll be the provision that you cannot see. He'll be everything for you, because he loves you and because he loves the vision on the inside of you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Find your unique purpose and never look back. With Daniel H. Park's book, Step Into Destiny, you were born for this. Go to our online store at xpministries.com to order now.
Immerse yourself in the supernatural glory of God. Order Simple Supernatural by Joshua Mills and learn just how natural the supernatural can be. To order Simple Supernatural now, visit xpministries.com.
Thank you. Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
Order Randy Demain's book, Dominion Surges. Take back dominion in your life. Release the power of the Word of God. Decree and declare a thing, and it shall be established. Dominion Surges. Order online today at xpministries.com.
The second half of life should be greater than the first. Christians are ever advancing toward the goal Jesus has set before us. Learn how to live it by reading Patricia King's book, Dream Big.
Visit our online store at xpministries.com.
You know, the scripture says that great is the company of women who proclaim the glad tidings. And so that is a great company, and it encompasses every generation. You know, we've been talking a little bit about the younger generation, but you know, let's say that you're watching this program right now and you're 90 years old. Do you know God is recruiting you? Or maybe you're watching it and you're only 3 years old. You know, God has plans for you. You might be a housewife looking after 12 kids at home. God speaking to you. You might be a woman who has just retired from secular employment. God speaking to you. This is everyone, isn't it, Fatine?
Absolutely. I totally do not relate with competition. I think in the kingdom,
I don't either.
Like, we all need to be huge. You know, we all need to be fruitful, right? And I love that scripture because it does say that. It says, great is the company.
Right.
And, you know, you hear people say this too, that women always do things together. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a party, it's like we all go to the washroom together.
Yeah.
And I think we need to do this kingdom thing together.
Come on. It's more fun that way.
Seriously. And, you know, just because God begins to raise up one person and one thing does not mean, like, we all need to be powerful in the Lord. And I think about the book of Ruth when I think about the generations walking together. And here you have, you know, Ruth and you have Naomi. And together, you know, through unity and mutual honor and wisdom and submission and teamwork, you know, something so powerful is fused that it actually brought forth the lineage of the Messiah.
Beautiful.
The kingdom.
And then even in that, it was like John the Baptist was put in the womb of the older generation.
Come on.
But Jesus was put in the womb of the younger generation, and together they brought forth the kingdom.
Yeah, and I really believe, Patricia, that God is doing a precious thing with this whole area of honor. You know, the Bible says, one of my favorite scriptures with a promise is in Exodus in the Ten Commandments, where it says, honor your father and mother, and you will inherit the land that I'm about to give to you. And when I think about honor, you know, I think of Amy Semple McPherson.
Right.
I think of Catherine Coleman and honoring the move of God, and then Mother Teresa, as we already mentioned, Catherine Booth, you know, and you just go down the line, you know, Heidi Baker, yourself, Stacey Campbell, Jill Austin, Michael Ann Gall, you know, and this whole movement of women on the front lines that we've called it, it really is a movement that carries the kiss of honor, and it will be blessed as we walk in that spirit of mutual honor.
That's why at our Women on the Frontline conferences, we always try to have the three generations together, walking together in it, and representation of every generation, because we're cheering each other on. Everyone's carrying something. It's a little bit different through a little bit of a different vision, and we're learning how to respect that in each other and cheering each other on to the greatest place that we can walk in the Lord.
Absolutely. Great is the
company.
And I just see prophetically right now, God is going to begin to do powerful things, even at the local church level.
Right.
I feel of just youth leaders and women that are walking together as a company. I see, even right now, I see tag team preaching, you know, starting to happen. Some of you that are watching this, you're like, you know, I want to be the Word made flesh. You know, I want to be a company of women, you know, and God's going to put things in you where it's actually the opposite of a competitive spirit, but where we start moving together.
Yeah.
And you've been so amazing at modeling that for all of us, Patricia, of just, you know, walking in honor of what the Lord's doing through whoever, you know, in the body. And that, I believe, is one of the most powerful elements of this movement of women in the earth, is that we're going to walk together.
Right. Awesome. Now, you've got some highlights of some women throughout church history who have really made an impact.
I love it. You know, I'm a huge you know, advocate of not learning things the hard way, that you can learn the easy way.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, let's learn from these women and that have gone before. Here's a few quotes that I just love. Catherine Booth, okay, William Booth, founders of the Salvation Army. If we are to better the future, we must Disturb the present.
Come on.
Okay, there's a word for you. Disturb the present. Okay. You know, listen to our mama. We are made, this is amazing, we are made for larger ends than the earth can encompass. Oh, let us be true.
Yeah, come
on. For our exalted destiny. And that's like bang on, right? Because
it is.
God is in us. And yeah. He's, you know, He is larger than the earth can encompass, right? Mother Teresa, this is amazing about love, this program, Everlasting Love. She said, I've found that there's a paradox that if you love until it hurts, there can be no more hurt, only love.
Wow.
Just chew on that for a week.
Tell you, all of her quotes are so profound.
Amazing. Oh. Amazing.
She's a woman who knew Jesus.
And here's a woman who turned a nation, not even just a nation, but a generation she impacted. But she turned a nation upside down. And this is what she said. If you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one. You know? I love also how she said, God hasn't called me to be successful. He's called me to be faithful.
Yeah.
And, you know, here is a woman who's arguably one of the most successful women on the front lines of the whole past century.
She's one of the most authoritative voices in our whole generation. She stood before kings, leaders of religions, the UN, global institutions, and she just spoke the truth and was a voice for the poor and the oppressed.
And yet you see this, that her focus was love. You know, even just from these few quotes, her focus was love.
And on the one.
And faithfulness.
Yeah.
You know, and like powerful, you know, so powerful. Amy Semple McPherson said this, what is my task? First of all, my task is to be pleasing to Christ.
Come on.
The audience of one. To be empty of self and to be filled with Him. To be filled with the Holy Spirit and to be led by Holy Spirit.
Love that.
Seriously, you just take one of these a week and meditate on them. And, you know, I just so honor, you know, what God has released into the earth through you and through those that we have the privilege of walking in the midst of. And together, I know collectively, we honor those that have gone before. And I'm just excited to see what God is going to release, you know, even into the next generation as we just sow wisdom from generation to generation. It says that one generation will tell of your mighty works and your deeds to another. And that's what these quotes are doing.
That's what they do. And they just live on. They live on. They live on. You're going to be saying things that come from the Spirit of God, Fatine, that will live on in the coming generations. Someone years from now will be quoting what Fatine said.
It's a humbling thought. Oh, man. But women on the front lines, you know, if there's one thing that I believe God is saying to women on the front lines is just do it. You know, it's what he's saying to his church. But
do
really,
it.
You know, you think of the demographics of the earth right now, and if women don't rise up, you know what I mean? We are part of the end time harvesting army that will bring in his end time harvest, and it's our time.
Come on. Fatine, let's prophesy over the people of God right now, because I'm just getting a word right now for a young mother. You're watching this and you've been frustrated with yourself because you felt overwhelmed with all the duties of motherhood, and you feel like your spirituality is so dull and you can't seem to feel the presence of God. And the Lord wants to assure you that His love, His grace, His goodness is so great towards you, even if you can't feel Him. He's not disappointed with you. But you've said, yes, but even some days I get so cranky and I get so impatient, I don't know what to do. You know, just right now, just sit down just for a moment and soak in His love and be reminded of His great love. Do you know the raising of those children right now is so important? You are a woman on the front line. You are raising up the next generation. And so be filled. And be filled with the acceptance and the love of God, because some exceeding great grace is on its way to you.
In my visionary realm right now, in my mind's eye, I keep seeing the number 8. And I feel like this is a twofold prophecy. I believe there's some 8-year-olds out there, and God wants you to know that you are powerful and that He's going to use you. He's going to use you with your family. I see 8-year-old girls. I actually see a little girl right now. You have straight brown hair. You have a ponytail in, and you just love Jesus. And God says for me to tell you right now that as you lay hands on people, they're going going to get healed, and there's a prophetic anointing that's upon your life, and you're going to prophesy over people's lives about, you're going to tell them things that they're going to do, and it's going to so deeply impact them, and they're going to do those things. So God's going to use you powerfully. But the other element of eight is, you often heard it said that eight is the number for new beginnings. And I just feel like there's a holy flush that's happening right now, even through this program, that God is just saying, just dust off. For all of you that are watching this and you feel disappointment, and you're kind of wearing sort of the dust of that disappointment, and you just feel like, you know, God, I had all these dreams for my life. I had all these visions, but then this happened and that happened and this happened. And I hear God saying, am I not big enough? Am I not the Redeemer? Am I not strong enough to make all things new? And there is a moment of new beginnings, and it's right now. If you'll just shake that stuff off, step into the new thing by faith, watch what God will do in this season of your life.
And here's a prophetic word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. We'll see you next time.
Find your unique purpose and never look back. With Daniel H. Park's book, Step Into Destiny, you were born for this. Go to our online store at xpministries.com to order now.
Immerse yourself in the supernatural glory of God. Order Simple Supernatural by Joshua Mills and learn just how natural the supernatural can be. To order Simple Supernatural now, visit xpministries.com.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
Order Randy Demain's book, Dominion Surges. Take back dominion in your life. Release the power of the Word of God. Decree and declare a thing, and it shall be established. Dominion Surges. Order online today at xpministries.com.
The second half of life should be greater than the first. Christians are ever advancing toward the goal Jesus has set before us. Learn how to live it by reading Patricia King's book, Dream Big. Visit our online store at xpministries.com.